You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day here on the radio. It's Monday. Maybe it's Monday morning and you're on your way to work. Thanks for taking the time to get the Word of God into your morning here today and into your day here. We're in Romans chapter 3 on this program. Hope you've been enjoying this study in Romans. We've been talking a lot about sin, and we're not done yet. And that's because the Apostle Paul's unloading both barrels on all of his readers and everyone at the church, because that's what the gospel does, and that's what it is. You know, it's more than, you know, like the old saying, you know, the good news that you're being saved. You know, first of all, you have to know what you're being saved from. And there is no good news without bad news. And the bad news is this: it's the wages of sin is death. Lord God, we ask for your blessings here today on our program. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to see our spiritual condition, BC, that is, before Jesus Christ. We ask for your blessings now. Help us, empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The wages of sin is death. Friend, before you understand and realize good news is you have to see the bad news. And the bad news is found. Well, it's been found starting in chapter 1, verse 18, and it continues. It starts with this terrible sentence here of where we're at, Romans chapter 3, starting today in verse 10. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. That means your mother is not righteous. Your father is not righteous. It also means, friend, that your child is not righteous. Oh, that's right. Sorry. Was that off limits to you? Your child is not righteous. Your child, let me clue you in on a tidbit of information, friend. Your child is a sinner. What do you plan on doing about that? Your child is a sinner. Now, we read all the time that when people received the gospel, it says their whole families received and their whole families were baptized. I think that's a great place to start, having your whole family believe, having your whole family be baptized into the faith. That's what the early church did. We're not going to shy from that. Why wouldn't you do that today? Now, as it is written, there is none righteous. No one is righteous. Your son and your daughter is not righteous. And don't listen to that stuff that's, they're righteous with God up until they hit 12 years old, and then all of a sudden on that day, they're not righteous anymore. That's all a fantasy, and man has made up all of that. Now, David said in Psalm 51, in sin, my mother conceived me. David is a born sinner, same as your son, same as your daughter. And don't believe that stuff that say God does not hold your child accountable for sin until they reach a certain age. But a child was baptized into the faith of Jesus Christ. And that is what cleansed them, washed them. What am I saying? baptizing, washing is a way of sin? No, I'm saying that the early church, the entire families were baptized into the faith when they believed. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, I don't understand. I don't know. We know it's believing and receiving Jesus Christ. It's the turning, it's the repenting of sin is what washes our sins away, not baptism. But I'm not going to get behind this microphone and tell you that your child is innocent, because that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says no one is righteous, no, not one. There is none who understand. There is none who seek after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Verse 13, their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. Now, in the Greek Old Testament, that entire quote is all out of all out of three verses, but out of the same text, Psalm 14. Now, verse 19. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. All right, let's stop for a minute. You're not talking to me, friend. There's a big N-A next to my name here. You know why? Because I'm not under the law anymore. We know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law. Well, you're not talking to me. This is talking to those that are under the law. The Apostle Paul tells us in chapter 6, verse 16, you are no longer under the law, but under grace. So this is talking to unbelievers. Haven't you ever noticed? Isn't it strange how people that aren't believers always quote the Ten Commandments to justify themselves? Stop for a minute and think about that. Contemplate, you know, well, I'm not a bad person. I've never dot, dot, dot. And then they go on to recite the Ten Commandments to justify themselves about how good they are. Well, I honor my mother and my father, and I've never killed anyone, and I've never, you know, and they seemingly, you know why they do that? They do that because the Ten Commandments is still over them. It still dogs them. It still clubs them over the head with a sledgehammer, because that's the purpose of the law. The law was, notice the past tense there. You read in Galatians 3. The law was our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. The law was. Now, those people that still quote the Ten Commandments is because this verse is talking to them. But you, as a believer, this verse is not talking to you. We know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Again, chapter 6, verse 14 says, we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Verse 19, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law, again, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Notice that everyone stands before God as guilty. No one is without excuse. His invisible attributes, we read in chapter 1, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead, so that everyone is without excuse. The heavens declare the glory of God. Everyone, God has revealed it in them. That is who he is. That is that he is responsible for all this. He is the great creator. And here we're reading, all have sinned. We all have sinned. We're about to read that verse here in a minute. Paul's been condemning the entire human race. Again, starting here in chapter 3, that no one is righteous. No one is righteous. Jesus himself said, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Verse 19 again, we know whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law. Now here's the reason for it. So that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Verse 20, therefore by the deeds of the law, it shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law comes the knowledge of sin. You see, it's by the law comes the knowledge of sin. It's just like, let's say, you're driving down the road at 50 miles an hour. All of a sudden, they put up a little white and black sign, and it says speed. What's the second word? Limit. You see, now there's a limit. Speed limit 55. You see, now with the sign, now comes the knowledge of sin. Don't do that. And you and I have got it inside of us. We were fine until the law came that said, don't do that. And now what do? You drive 60 or 65. Or else I can remember back in the day, driving with my dad when I was a little kid, 6 or 7 years old. And he work on Saturdays, and he would take me with him. And in his car, he had this lighter, cigarette lighter. And when you pushed it and pulled it out, it was all glowing and swirly red. And I can remember I was fine for years until my dad said to me one day, he said, don't touch that lighter. And then one day he went in to do whatever he was doing, and I was left alone, just me and the lighter, you see. I looked left, looked to the right, just like Moses when he killed the Egyptian. I looked to the left, I looked to the right. No pop. What did I do? Push that lighter in, you see. The old days, the lighter would glow without the car running. Push that lighter in, and then I pulled it out, and I looked, and it was swirling red and glowing. And I said, how cool is that? So I took my thumb, and I stuck it in there, and then you heard this sound of flesh burning. And then I yelled and gave a blood-curdling scream that my dad probably heard from the 10th floor, wherever he was. And I looked down, and I had, as a result of that sin, through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Don't do that. I had on my thumb the reminder of that. It must have lasted me 5 years. 4 or 5 years did I have that swirl imprinted in my thumb and the understanding of the verse that therefore by the deeds of the law no flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law comes the knowledge of sin. You see, I was fine until someone or something said, don't do that. Now that's where we're going to pick it up in our next program. We're going to look here at the famous text here in chapter 3. It says, but now, see, after all this sin and trouble are those two great words. It says, but now. That's where we'll pick it up tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.